Prescriptions at Walgreens, you can track the progress of your order in real time. Know the price of your prescriptions before you go to pick them up. And anytime you have questions, use Pharmacy Chat to ask an expert 24 hours a day. Help with your meds from Walgreens. Side effects may include breathing a little easier because your prescription stress melted away. Learn more on the Walgreens app.
This price isn't final. This is an estimated price based on your insurance coverage.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Well, we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. So we did check our scores, and it looks like it is 46-22, Greenwood up right now at halftime. So I'm still trying to figure out just on my scorebook what I missed. But anyways, we'll check those numbers in a little bit. We're joined right now at the broadcast position by Mountain Home Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, before we talk about tonight's matchup, let's get back to the game against Russellville. And, you know, it's a team that they've seen their share of struggles, but you tell you what, when you play a team that's got a guy like Donyay May, you know, it's all you're going to have your hands full.
Well, you know, Russellville played an incredible non-conference schedule, went up to Missouri and faced some of the top teams up there in Missouri. So their record isn't really indicative of who they are, but, you know, he's got a team that he's filled can make a run, get to a Final Four type situation, and he really challenged his guys, and he's kind of had some guys in and out, but you know, when you talk about Russellville, you're talking about one of the top teams in our league. Donyay May is the best player in our league. He's so elusive, and we had a hard time staying in front of him. But really, really proud of the way we came out. We knew Russellville was going to come out and try to force tempo on us, so that's kind of what we had been working on, and mm-hmm. We did a good job of taking care of the ball, really got them into our kind of a game. We come out, hit some shots early, and that always helps, and took an early lead, and then going into halftime, you know, feeling pretty good, make some adjustments, and Russellville just come out, and, you know, they decided just man up and just kind of go mano-a-mano with us, and we knew that it was going to come down to, you know, playmaking down there to stretch. And they made, you know, Donyay made a ton of plays. We had a few, you know, some good looks, missed some key shots. That you got to have fall if you're going to beat, you're going to upset somebody on the road. And you know, really, really like the grit and the effort from our guys. I just wish we could find ways to piece it together in the right times. You know, starting out, we're 0-4 in conference, and we're hungry. We're glad to be at home tonight against. Oh man, I tell you, Greenwood. They are. You know, a lot of times we're kind of looking at ourselves in the mirror here. Now they're a little bit bigger and more physical than us, but they play like we want to play. They're tough, gritty, hard-nosed kids. Coach Donnie Husband, he's, you know. Well, he's an Oklahoma, you know, he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
Come from Oklahoma. Just a fantastic coach. Probably even a better guy. Really enjoy watching his teams play and prepare against his teams. We're going to have to, again, we got to come out. We got to keep them off the boards. We're going to have to knock down some shots. We know it's going to be a physical game. They have a huge advantage in the depth chart.
I was just about to ask you about that.
My goodness. Our scouting report, you know, it went 12 deep this time, but there's a couple of guys that we just couldn't put in there. He plays a ton of guys. He's got a really talented sophomore group. that come, you know, that that he's kind of mixing in with some seniors.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, there's not much drop-off when they go to the bench.
Yeah.
And staying out of foul trouble is going to be huge for us tonight. You know, it's, you know, depending on how this game is called, you know, could be – it could be really tough for us if we have to go very deep and we start matching benches. So we got to defend without fouling tonight. We can't have any stupid stuff, any silly fouls, you know, fouls away from the basket. But, you know, that's just part of what we got to do to win. So our plan is come out four quarters, play our type of basketball, and come out. And we need this first conference win for sure. But. Student section's here. They're having a blackout night. It's a good night in Bomberland. You still got plenty of time. Second half, you know, our girls are playing good. It just, you know, Greenwood just can't miss. And, you know, we're knocking down some shots. I'm sure they're going to go make some adjustments at halftime. But, you know, this is a really talented Greenwood bunch. But really proud of how our girls are playing tonight. You know, hopefully they can just take care of the ball and knock down some more shots and scratch and claw back in it, because that's kind of what they do. They're a tough group of ladies. So we've got time to come support them this second half and stick around and watch us and the Greenwood Bulldogs battle.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, I appreciate all you do, my man. Good to see you over here on the sidelines. Go Bombers.
Good to be back on the sidelines. Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
Who was your math teacher? Because you were struggling over here with this addition on the book.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it. Let's not call out any
teachers. Hey, I finally got it right. I finally, okay. So,
go Bombers.
All right, go Bombers. Thanks, Josh. Smart Hawk. let's real quickly take a look at some of those numbers that I finally was able to get corrected. I see part of what I did wrong, but for Matson Home, Parker Husky and Karen Mullen leading the way with 6 points each, four so far for Emma Wilbur, and three each for Andy Norcross and Amelia Rucker. Greenwood has three players in double figures. Abby Summit leading the way with 11 points. Anna Trusty and Maddie Cartwright with 10 each. Seven for Carly Sexton off the bench. And four each for Adriana Russin and also for Ella Williams. This game's had one tie and two lead changes. Rebounds, right now Greenwood out-rebounding Mountain Home 12-3. Turnovers, that's another place where Greenwood's having advantage. Mountain Home with 12 turnovers so far, whereas Greenwood just has two. So that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a two-minute break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 46-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your